Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, get ready for mediocrity. If you're looking for a half-assed live internet radio show, you are most definitely in the right place. Hello, Shipwreck.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hello. I got some pretty good echo going on.
Oh, well, are you wearing headphones?
I am.
Do you have the show open in another window?
Ah, that's what it is. The show is open in another window. Let me mute that. There we go. That's better. Is that better for everybody?
All right. Let's see. How does it sound? Does it sound on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being horrible and 10 being good enough? Because I know we're not going to get beyond good enough. Where are we? I'm looking in the chat room right now. So I see we have 323 people on in the chat room. And I don't know. Maybe there's a delay. Or maybe the chat room just broke. I don't see anybody typing anything. Hello? 7.
Perfect.
Okay.
It's 7.
Okay, so there's quite a delay. All right, so that's good. I'll take it. It's just going to be okay. I'm recording it on my end, so it will hopefully sound better in the post-production. But the content will be just as shitty. So, kind of quiet on me, says somebody. So I can make it a little bit louder. How's that? Is that better? Yes. Okay, excellent. So here we are, Shipwreck. Wombat seems to be missing in action, and we had talked to Wombat before, and I told him, you know, I recognize the fact that he has two children and maybe doesn't want to be awake at 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. on Thanksgiving, on the night of Thanksgiving, so I was surprised that he took me up on the offer of not showing up.
Me too. Like, I figured he'd be here. He likes to do this.
He likes to do this, but usually he's like, no, I'll be there. I was like, you sure you want to do it? It's going to be horrible. But no, he didn't show up. Right, Wombat? Oh, wait. I think I hear Wombat. Wombat, what's going on, man?
Hey, Iron Sheik, you suck.
Oh, it's not really Wombat. It's me playing clips of Wombat. Yeah. So, Shipwreck, you did some Black Friday shopping already.
I did. I went out. I was with the people. I went to Walmart.
You are a man.
I did all right.
Yeah, I saw your tweets. I saw you got quite the haul. Why don't you tell the peoples what you got?
All right. I went out to Walmart, and their game sales went live at 10 o'clock. So I got there like around 9 or so because I figured that would be a smart thing to do. And I was right.
So you could scout out the store.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, Chibi, have you ever been in a Walmart on Black Friday?
I have. You know what? I have never been to any store on Black Friday.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, I'm usually working. I'm usually doing CAG on Black Friday. But I always have been able to find the deals online in the past. But I know I see like this year, it seems to be getting harder and harder.
Yeah. But we'll get to that, I guess, in a second. We can talk about that because that's going to be an ongoing theme,
yes,
I think, with Buddy.
Yes.
So at Walmart, they have all these sales that go live at different times a day. Like, you have the 10 o'clock sale, and then you have like all their big electronics and stuff goes on sale at midnight. So what they've done is in all of the aisleways, they have big slats of all these products. And then they've wrapped around them in like clear cellophane. So they try to make it so people don't dig into those before the allotted time. So what you have is all these people just huddled around these things that they want.
Just like, watching.
Just watching them, refusing to do anything. And there was, I guess, like in the meat department, there was a whole bunch of these big cellophane blocks of video games and Blu-rays and DVDs and everything like that. The stuff that I went to get. But I didn't know this, so I just went back to the electronics section and told the guy, Yeah, I want Dance Central 2 out of the case, and I want Yakuza 4, and I want Kinect Sports 2, and I want Batman. And he said, okay, and he just handed them to me.
And what time was that?
That was like at 9 o'clock.
And then you could just, we were able to just, as soon as, what, the deals went live at 10, and then you were just
I just walked around the store and looked at stuff for another hour or so, and then I checked out. And then after I checked out, I went back and I got a bunch of Blu-rays, because then by that point, people had gotten what they wanted, and there was actually movement in the store.
Right.
So, yeah, I got a bunch of Blu-rays for $5 each. I get the entire X-Men movie. What is it? Five movies of X-Men?
They were all $5 each?
The new one was $10.
Ooh. The good one.
Yeah, the new one.
All right, cool. Yeah, I've never done that. I've never felt like I needed to get a deal at, like, well, usually this isn't the first year where the stores have opened up earlier, right? I don't remember them being open on Thanksgiving night at 10 o'clock.
Walmart did something similar to that, because around here, Walmarts don't close. Like, they're 24 hours. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And it's right next to my house. Like, it's probably 2 miles away from where I live. So it really wasn't that big of an inconvenience.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, yeah, the CAG has been pretty busy. We got this. Google came out with this thing called real-time analytics, which basically shows you exactly all the traffic coming into your website in on real time. That's, you know, they call it real time. So we've been monitoring that, and we hit a peak of 2,600 active visitors online a couple of hours ago. But typically in the past, like, you know, 12 p.m., you know, midnight Pacific time is, and 3 a.m. Eastern is when all the deals come online on Amazon. And that's when usually the traffic hits its peak. But this year, it seems like everything has started early. You know, like, Amazon put their deals up today for you guys. And, you know, they're doing the lightning deals for a lot of stuff. So I'm wondering if we're going to have that same, like, super influx of people, at midnight Pacific time. But, seems like a lot of people aren't very happy with how things are going down on Amazon this year. I saw, Garnett Lee was complaining on Twitter. And a lot of CAGs were complaining also. They don't like – the lightning deals are selling out in like a minute or less, you know?
Yeah, I tried to get Batman on Amazon because the copy I got is a gift for somebody and I wanted to have my own copy. I guess I could have just bought two at Walmart, but right. I figured I could try it on Amazon because that's how everybody's trying to do it on CAG. And I literally clicked it as soon as the deal went live on my computer and it was already gone.
It wasn't a good sign when the deals, like, earlier in this week, the lightning deals that were, you know, like, basically, like, a lot of them were, like, Wii shovelware and DS shovelware, and they were selling out. I don't understand. Like, they have such a limited stock on these things. I mean, or people are just that crazy that they say, lightning deal. I don't care if it's Chuck E. Cheese's party time. I'm buying it. I don't care.
Pac-Man Party sold out in 21 seconds.
I don't understand what's happening this year. Are people like the economy? I know the economy is shitty, so people just think like they have to hoard. they're hoarding now. I don't know. But
if you go to Walmart, that's how it is. Like we were like standing there because we were killing time there at the right in front of the registers waiting to check out. And you would see these people like as soon as they started ripping the cellophane off. Like there was like just people like screaming and yelling and running in every direction, pushing their carts. Right. And you'd see these people like there was like these waffle irons and some kind of like little like shop vac type of thing. And they had these things just piled up as high as they could carry them.
And they were like carrying them back.
Yeah. Like, well, it was like different families of people in there, and they would be taking this stuff to people just because it was on sale, and they were just like putting it into their cart and like asking the person if they wanted it, and they'd be like, yeah, I guess, sure.
God, I don't know. It makes me that type of like, I know it sounds weird coming from a guy who runs a shopping site, but like that kind of crazy consumerism makes me nuts. Like at Tokyo Disney here, you know, obviously, I mean, I'm sure the same way in America, like it seems like almost half of fucking Disneyland is stores. Where you, and you saw the shipwreck. You were at Tokyo Disney.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that they were giving this shit away for free. The people are mobbing the stores at Tokyo Disney. They're buying like Captain EO t-shirts for $40. Like, I don't understand. Like, who needs this junk? It's like, I guess it's the same thing with waffle irons. You just, you see it, you gotta have it. I don't know.
There was one lady that had 25 Barbies in her cart.
What is she gonna, sell them on? Are people selling this shit on eBay? Is that what they're doing? Are they trying to make, make a living out of this? I don't understand.
I mean, for one night to work, I guess you could turn a pretty good profit if that's what you really wanted to do.
Right. Well, Wombat, what do you have
now's
to say?
Now's the time to buy.
Wait, what was that?
Now's the time to buy.
Okay. Well, he knows. Wombat knows. Yeah. Good for you, Wombat. yeah. So, I don't know. Should we take some calls? We have 9 callers online. And here's a guy who called in like 5 minutes before the show started. So let's see if I can figure out how to do this. Okay. Hello? You're on the air.
Hi.
Who's this?
I'm Ilya from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Microshock on the forums.
Nice. Microshock. We know Microshock.
Yeah.
How's your Black Friday going?
What's up,
did you
guys?
You hit up any stores in Brooklyn?
I tried. I went at 11:30 to my Best Buy, and there was about 2,000 people lined up all along the side of the store just waiting to get in at 12.
Right.
So I just went home.
That's a good call. I mean, I can't. Yeah, a Best Buy in Brooklyn on Black Friday sounds maybe like the worst place that you could be.
I think it'd be worse in Manhattan.
You think so?
I think so. I think they were lined up like yesterday.
And the store is probably much smaller in Manhattan. That shitty.
No, it's actually pretty big there.
Is that one on 23rd Street? Is that where it still is? I mean, I haven't. Or downtown.
Union Square or something like that.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they took over. Did they take over where Circuit City used to be? I'm so far out of fucking Manhattan.
I think so, yeah.
Okay. See, look, I just guessed. I didn't even know. So anything specific you wanted to talk about or just wanted to say hi?
Yeah, about like 3 to 4 years ago, you were talking about going shopping with Major Nelson to get some PC hardware, and then that thought just disappeared from your head. So I was just wondering what was going on with that.
Major Nelson? Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Said that Major Nelson was going to visit Japan, or you were going to visit Major Nelson in New York or somewhere, and you guys were going to go and buy some PC hardware. You were going to build a PC.
Not Major Nelson. No.
Yeah, I remember that.
Major Nelson. No. Major Nelson came to Tokyo for Tokyo Game Show one year, and I went with him. He had to buy... we were going to just hang out and for a little bit, and he had to do something, get something for a cell phone or something. But I wouldn't go with Major Nelson PC parts shopping. I don't know if he's the guy to go with. As a friend of mine who was going to take me PC parts shopping, but my friend Kevin from the Whopper video, the Windows 7 Whopper video, he knows his shit. But no, Major Nelson and I never had plans to do any PC parts shopping. But we did hang out briefly in Tokyo. But that was an interesting recollection, though. He didn't come. None of the Microsoft guys came to Tokyo Game Show this year. They didn't. Their booth was much smaller, and none of the Whiteys were here. They didn't send. They did not send their Whitey contingency to Tokyo this year. So I guess they're sort of giving up on Japan. When the Microsoft
they're not planning on doing.
What's that?
Are you planning on doing any PC gaming anytime soon? Play some Battlefield 3 with us?
I would. You know what? I see these videos on YouTube of how much better Skyrim looks on the PC. It looks almost infinitely better. And then I think that I want to do it, but I would have to hook it up to my TV in my living room and then like play with a controller.
It would work,
right? I could buy like a...
Yeah.
Can you get a gaming PC that's not like a giant tower? Do they all have to be giant towers?
No. It's very reasonable.
You can get like a normal size. Like I have a Mac Mini right now. Can I get something that's maybe like twice the size of that?
No, not if you want a nice gaming PC.
It needs to be
like think of a Dell. It'd look like that.
All right. So I can get like a reasonably sized Dell tower type thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all works. To plug everything in.
And use the you can use an Xbox controller with that, and it would be nice, I guess.
Yeah. You could get mods that makes the water look 10 times better. You could get mods that make the moon, you know, have a face on it.
Is that what I need? A moon? Shipwreck, is that what you need to improve your Skyrim experience? A moon with a face on it?
I'm good at the moment, but are you playing it with it installed on your hard drive?
Yes.
Skyrim?
Yes.
You know about that texture patch that's coming, right?
It's supposed to fix some shit, supposed to make it look better. Is that it?
Yeah, what it looks better if you just run it straight off the disk.
Oh.
A lot of the textures, like, you know how the street signs, they're all fuzzy.
Oh, yeah, and sometimes the stones look a little fuzzy too.
Yeah, it clears all that up if you don't install it. It's just your load times are longer then.
Maybe I'll delete the install and see how that goes. All right, Microshock, anything else?
All right. Nope, that's it.
All right, man.
Thanks for talking with me.
No worries. Big ups to Brooklyn. That's how we talk in New York, right?
All
right. Yeah. Later. Right, he's like, that is completely awkward. We do not talk like that in Brooklyn. You get shot if you talk like that. Excellent, excellent. Bethesda denied, I thought, that was an issue. But now they say it's an issue?
It's pretty common from what I hear. Fuck. Like, I run it off the hard drive because I want the shorter loading times, but I have seen videos where it shows that the running it off the disk makes everything look better.
One other problem that I have is I have the Asian version, and somehow the Bethesda always like does shit different than everybody else. They don't like patch the Asian version the same time as they patch the regular US version. Like, has there been a patch yet for Skyrim?
Yeah, there's been, well,
the day one patch.
There was a day one patch because I was playing before it came out. And there was a patch prior to launch.
I wonder what the most recent version is. Like, you know, when you load up the game, it tells you what the version is. Maybe someone in our chat room could remember that off the top of their head and put it in.
1.1.9 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, mine doesn't say that. Mine's like 1.05. That's lame. That is lame. I did not buy a house yet, Zeke Knight asks in the chat room. But as per our discussion on the CatCast yesterday, Ship, I did buy some new spells. So now I have the fire shit. I don't know what it's called. The one that shoots the fire far and the electrical one too. So I splurged. But I still don't have a house. I still don't have enough money to do anything really good. And we still play it every day, basically.
Yeah, it's Skyrim. You're going to play it every day.
Right. I feel like I could be getting laid more if it wasn't for Skyrim. Because by the time we finish playing Skyrim, it's late. And then I don't get laid.
That's how it goes.
that's how it goes. Oh, they better fix that shit for that Asian version. That's going to piss me off, this patching nonsense. All right, here's somebody else from 718. Let's see. Hello, caller from 718. What is that? That's also that's Brooklyn too, right?
Actually, that's Queens.
Queens. I was close.
I actually called you guys last year. I was the guy who told you that I go to Long Island to buy my drugs.
Nice. Is that a good? Yes. That's, you want to go to Long Island to buy your drugs, everybody. Pro tip: you're probably not going to. You're less likely to get shot there.
Very less likely. But I don't do that stuff anymore because I got a new job that is very pays better and they drug test. So had to grow up.
Excellent.
What can you do?
You got maybe you work with Shipwreck now.
Maybe. I'll keep my eye out for a redheaded gentleman.
Excellent. What's up?
Not too much, man. I went past by the Queen Center Mall, and it's a madhouse down there. So I decided to go back home and do my shopping online.
Did you get it done?
So far, so good. I'm picking up some old PS3 games because unfortunately my PS3 was in the living room, and I missed out on a lot because I just didn't have time to play.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. What do you think would happen first? Do you think that Xbox Live will go free or PSN will go pay?
Xbox Live's not going free. They have so many people on the hook now for $40 to $60 a year, depending on what kind of deal you get. You can't just give that up. I mean, think about all that money.
Yeah.
And PlayStation, see, the problem with having it free, starting off having it free, mm-hmm. is you can't, it's really hard to take away free.
Yeah. See, my personal theory was that by the time PS4 rolls around, they'll come up with a reason, go, hey, PS4 will be paid, but PS3 will still be free, and, you know, I guess maybe try to lessen the blow.
They could do that. I mean, sure. When they launch PS4, they could start charging, I think. I think there would be less of an outrage for that. But,
yeah,
you know.
They're going that way. They have PSN Plus now. So right. They're heading in that direction.
I think, I think they like making money, and Sony's having a hard time making money now. So
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Are they still? Because aren't they just like a million units away from like beating the Xbox at this point?
As a company, though, they're doing very poorly. In fact, like their greatest success right now is like their financial services division. Like
that's really? Where, not even that's, the movie department is making good?
That's where they're making their money from. There was an article in the Times or something. It's just, it's tough for these Japanese companies right now because the yen is so strong against foreign currencies.
Yeah, I keep reading that the value messes them all up.
Right. It's messing me up too. I'd be driving a Lamborghini. I'd be driving a Lamborghini right now if the yen wasn't
well,
so
you
strong.
You can in Saints Row, you know, your virtual you could, right?
I have been hoarding all the sports cars in Saints Row.
Well, somebody has to.
Yes.
Do you think though, like if they go, like, with you know, companies are coming out, you know, with all like those passes, those online passes, and all that stuff. Do you think, and people always swear they're going to give up on gaming or whatever, but they never really do.
Right.
Is there anything the industry could do that would make you swear off of playing video games? It'd be like, you know what, screw this, this is too much, this is ridiculous, I'm done.
Wombat, what do you think?
I don't think so.
All right. There you go.
All right, there you go.
No, I don't. I think it's totally reasonable for companies to try to get you to buy the games new. I mean, that's how they make money. And I think, you know, it's not their job to make sure that the used game in the part of the business is as successful as possible. In fact, it's in their best interest probably to not do that. So I don't mind. I mean, I like to buy new games to support the companies, and you know, it still gives people the option if they want to save some money and they don't necessarily care about the online part. It's still a win-win for them. And if
not true. I mean, definitely works for them. But, you know, just some people, you know how people talk. People swear they'll do something, but they never do. But I just wonder if there really would be a point where people really would start saying, you know, really going through with the threats, you know?
No. If you like video games, you're going to do whatever it takes to play them. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the choice comes down to not playing it at all or sucking it up and doing something that you're not crazy about, people are going to do the latter.
Yeah, much. All right, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. I'm sure
later.
A lot of people want to get on them. So take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Yep. What's so funny, Shep?
I don't know. He was going to say a nice goodbye, and then you're like, all right.
Well, I was moving things along. No, it was fine. It was good call so far. We have
we're doing 2 for 2 so far.
2 for 2. We have 15 people on hold. What else here? Should we just take more calls? I mean, anything else? Should we talk more about Skyrim? I can talk more about Skyrim.
I haven't played today. I was doing the Thanksgiving stuff at one of our friends' houses today. So I can't talk any more about it.
Do you have the companion? Do you have a companion with you to carry all your shit around?
I have several that I could bring with me, but I never do.
I feel like they would get in the way.
The thing is, since I'm a sneaking character,
they're definitely going to get in the way.
Right. I don't like them running into battle and me shooting them with arrows.
Right. Yeah. When I have to throw flames, they're just going to get in the way. See, I like to summon the flame astronaut and then shoot more flames. That way I don't hurt my flame astronaut and I can, you know, just fire everywhere. Isn't that a good strategy?
That is a good strategy.
Yes, let's see. Who else? Here's somebody who's been on hold for 20 minutes. Let's talk to this person in area code 267. Who's this?
Hello, this is Salvi. How you doing?
Wait, who?
This is Salvi from Philly.
Salvi. What's going on, Salvi?
It's fucking crazy out here. I'm in the Walmart on Columbus Boulevard.
Yeah.
My girlfriend just beat the shit out of this little ape. She was going to reach for her chutes and ladders and knock my fucking kid over on his head.
Oi. Wait, beat the shit out of a what?
This little fucking ape.
An ape?
She knocked my kid over. My kid's sitting there bleeding. I told her, I said, Janine, go fuck that little monkey up. She looked like Whoopi Goldberg, like a 250-pound Whoopi Goldberg.
I don't know. Is that your real voice?
Yeah, of course it is. What are you talking about? Is that my real voice?
I don't know. It sounds like you're talking out of the side of your mouth.
What do you mean? Look, guys, this is how I roll.
All right. Sweet.
But it's fucking crazy. You can't go anywhere.
I would recommend staying away from those stores. Especially there's apes. You said there's wild apes in the stores. So Shipwright, he's talking about real apes, right?
Yeah, I saw them at Walmart tonight too.
Wild apes.
Yeah, you really need to like just bring in some trail mix or some like bananas. Like that's why I was kind of staying away from the produce department, because they were just all over in there. And that is in fact where they had chutes and ladders. They put the board games right there in the produce. That's a big mistake on their part.
Right.
I'll be honest with you. They need to bring chains back and put them back in fucking slavery.
All right. I think it's time to say goodbye to this guy. that's a first for the CanCast. I don't know what to say. I'm sweating a little bit. Wombat, what do you say?
That's wholesome.
I don't think that was wholesome. That was the exact opposite. Was that his real voice, or is he just putting us on?
I don't know. He stayed in character the whole time, so I'm not sure.
He was pretty good. Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was like a Jerky Boys style thing, or if that was just like a real phone call from a real racist guy. Wow. All right. Well, let's let's move on to the next person. Area code 210, are you very racist?
No.
No, but you have a bad phone.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, there you go. There we go.
Yeah, I had you on speakerphone because I was trying to fall asleep.
Oh, well, the show will help you fall asleep. You're right, you're listening to the right show.
No, I'm definitely not a racist, and I was at Walmart tonight, but I definitely didn't see any apes or anything.
Right.
There were a lot of insane people. I mean, it was absolutely crazy.
I would be afraid. I mean, you read every year about people getting trampled and getting hurt or killed even. I just feel like it's not. I mean, Shipwreck, your neighborhood's pretty safe though, right?
It is. I mean, I saw some good stuff going on. Though,
some pushing?
Like, especially in the DVD area. Well, there was often people reaching for the same item.
Oh, God.
And if it was the last one, like there was these two ladies reaching for this one DVD. I couldn't see what it was because it happened so quickly. But they both reached their hands in there to get it. And they both pulled out. They both have it. One has it on one side. One has it on the other. And the faster of them just takes off running down the aisle and just yanks it out of the person's hand.
Jesus.
And then she looks back. She knows what she did.
Right.
But.
Jesus.
It's a good time.
Shit.
Christmas spirit is here.
Oh, man. It's just like, it's just stuff, man. And it's like shitty stuff. I can understand if like they were getting a kidney. If they needed a kidney and it was like, or old blood. But like
they
some shitty
that
movie.
$3 DVD.
Right. Like, you know, Mr. Popper's Penguins. Some shit.
Well,
anyway.
Game section, and people, they wouldn't let us take anything till 10 o'clock, so there was just everybody with their hands in the center grabbing onto the games they actually wanted.
Right.
And then as soon as like it was like 9:58, people just started running off. The guy next to me was actually, he had a backpack, and there were no cameras. He kept putting games in his bag and using a razor blade to steal them. So he'd like unzip them real quick and, you know, take the bag, throw the case, and he ran off.
He just ran out the door?
Yeah, no one saw. I mean, I looked over at him. I saw him slicing open the games, pulling the discs out, leaving them in his bag. So he threw the boxes, I guess, because they have the little beeper things in them. But, you know, he was gone.
Right. That is, I guess that's a good time to steal stuff is during Black Friday because it's already so crazy there. You probably can get away with it.
Yeah, there were sheriffs there, and I mean, the place was I didn't expect it to be this packed. I don't live here. I'm actually out of town right now. I'm in Fort Worth, Texas, instead of Shirts, Texas. I'm with my wife's family, but the place was packed. We're in kind of a smaller area of Fort Worth, and I thought it would be maybe 40 people in line. The whole parking lot was full, though. We had to park around the back.
Cool. All right, man.
Everybody went great.
Thanks for the call. Anything else?
I'm getting tired of getting bent over by Amazon, so...
That's, I don't know. Yeah, people are not happy about that. And I tried to warn them, but I don't know.
Well, I talked to Manveer from support tonight because I had Battlefield 3 in my cart for $28. And every time I tried to go to checkout, it kept making me log in. I would log in and it would go back to the full price. But this guy didn't know what was going on. He kept giving me stock answers, like how he didn't want to spoil the Black Friday deals or something. I was like, whatever.
Right. Oh, man. Paul Manveer. Will you ever learn? Yeah. All right, man. Okay. Well, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Later.
Yeah, the Amazon stuff, it is very disappointing this year.
I don't know. Maybe tomorrow it'll be – maybe they're doing like the super quick sellout shit, because it's still not Friday. It's still not Black Friday yet. So maybe they're going to have more stock on Friday. Is that possible? It's not possible, right?
They're going to have more stock, but it's not going to be at the lightning deals price. It's going to be at whatever their sale price is.
I think they're going to do. You don't think they're going to do the lightning deals again tomorrow?
I'm sure they'll have lightning deals again tomorrow, but they go so fast.
I just got, you heard that noise? That was just an email from Amazon. I have all my the emails from the Amazon team go right to my cell phone. And it says, heads up, we just dropped the Black Friday price on Battlefield 3 and Need for Speed Run to $29.99 and $19.99, respectively. That's for the download, PC downloads. So, you're getting breaking news right here on the, whatever this show is called, Black Friday Super Show of Savings? Yes. Let's take a call from our friend Carlos Shipwreck. Do you remember Carlos?
I know Carlos.
Carlos.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
Hey, how's it going? LA misses you guys, for sure.
I miss LA so much. I think about it a lot. I just booked our hotel for E3, actually, for next year.
Cool. A lot of stuff has been built since then, so.
What happened?
I think this year is going to be pretty cool. They built a lot more stuff this time.
Oh, in that area? The downtown.
Yeah, I know they have like a Beatles exhibition. Actually, I'm sorry, it's the George Harrison Gallery, I think, at the Grammy Museum or something like that.
Right, right.
Pretty cool. And even Bob Marley, because I know you went to the Bob Marley one.
I missed the Bob Marley one. I should have went.
Did you? I thought you went.
I didn't go. I thought I should. It would have made a lot of sense for me to go during E3.
I know.
I think I could have enjoyed it.
And then I know Shipwreck would have had fun there too. I know he loves reggae. I know he does.
I've been to Jamaica.
Really?
I have heard the reggae music.
Now, when you went to Jamaica, did you have a baby's arm worth of weed that you would chase around your wife the hotel room with?
No. I did not have that. I didn't even know. I had some guys try to sell me weed a lot.
Well,
but
I bet. I might have bought
it. Doesn't do it for me.
I bought a baby's arm-sized branch of weed in Jamaica for $50, and it was so big and thick, you could literally like beat somebody down with it. It was awesome. I had to throw it out before I left.
Hey, Wombat, what do you feel about Jamaica?
Jamaica? Oh, what does Wombat think about Jamaica?
It's just bullshit. It really is.
Bullshit? What do you mean? How could it be bullshit?
Oh, Wombat, chill, man.
Dude, it can't. It's not bullshit.
Are you sure Robert wasn't the one that called talking about apes?
Apes.
You guys like.
I don't know. That guy's accent was was pretty. It did sound like a Philly accent. And you know what? Who's going to fake a Philly accent? People don't fake a Philly accent.
Who sounds 50 years old and going to call in the cat cast? That's my question.
I'm thinking it's like just some random dude off of like who saw this. Maybe we're on the front page of Blog Talk Radio because I can't imagine there's another show going on at 1 a.m. that has as many listeners as we do right now. Here, let's see. Can I look at popular? Oh, on air. Popular. Let's see. But it's, I don't know. On air. Maybe. Oh, yeah. Black Friday Super Show of Savings. Here it is. Right there on the front page.
Well, there you guys. I'm kind of disappointed at Black Friday deals for this year. I don't see nothing worth my money to buy this year. I don't know. I just
well, what are you looking for?
Black Friday. Well, I actually picked up at a mom and pop store Saints Row 3, and they had their Black Friday deal today for $40.
There you go. No, that's, there's no Saints Row deals anywhere.
Yeah, and I was kind of surprised. No Saints Row 3, and I was kind of looking for.
There's no Modern Warfare deals. No Modern Warfare 3, and just like those two sort of shitty Skyrim deals.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, maybe after Christmas sales, maybe it might pick up. I don't know, but
Amazon has a lot of shit during December. You know, like December, they have a lot of sales. So hopefully,
it's like all the crap they couldn't sell this year, they just pushed it up. Like, I'm not sure if it brought up the Pac-Man, like whatever shitty Wii game. I mean, it's kind of just weird, man. Just people buying like the most randomest fucking games ever.
I don't know. It's a conspiracy against I don't know what.
And then the weird thing is that I don't know. I guess Shipwreck has all the luck because Shipwreck, do you guys have all your Targets and WalMarts like apart from each other, like from town to town, or are they kind of close to each other?
There is a Target directly across the parking lot from my Walmart.
Okay. See, like the way we have it here is almost all the Targets in LA are like usually a mile away from each other, somewhat, and they're overly packed. It's just ridiculous. I mean, the past week, I saw Best Buy line start since Monday night, and that was just one guy at the beginning, and then by today, that line went all around like a whole block.
Fuck
crazy.
That. All right.
Yeah, I think people just want to buy like TVs and shit. It just seems more, you know, way more cheaper than buying the games for now.
It's nuts. Well, Carlos, I'm looking forward to hanging out next year again.
For sure, man. Definitely.
I didn't get the super suite like I did last year. They didn't have it available.
But
it's still gonna. It'll be good. It'll still be a good room. And we still get breakfast. Definitely. We still get breakfast with the room. So you'll be getting some good breakfast.
Definitely kiss your ass to get a free nice ass breakfast this time.
Don't have to do that. All right, man. We'll see you later.
All right. Take care, guys. Have a good one.
All right.
Take care,
man.
Whoop. Sorry. See, I pushed the button to try to time the hanging up, but sometimes it hangs it up quicker than others. So that's why it sounds like I'm cutting people off and being a dick. But I'm just trying to do a professional job, Shipwreck. Do you understand?
I think you're doing a fine job.
Right.
This
Wombat
is much more professional than ever.
You understand?
I don't think so.
Oh, shit.
Wombat's such a downer.
I know.
Was it like? Can we get a happy Wombat in there or what?
Oh, yeah. How about a choking Wombat?
That one's the one I like.
Wait, the choking one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I started to... I started to make like a soundboard for Wombat, and I made all these clips. And the goal was I was going to make phony phone calls to game stores as Wombat sound clips. And I did it. They didn't come out that. Oh, I should have. God, I wonder if I have one. Fuck, I should have got that ready for the show, and I could have played it. I made one. It didn't come out too well. Let me see. Hold on. Let me just look for this here.
Spend some time looking for the thing that didn't turn out so well while we're talking to people live on air.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, it seems like a good use of time. Let's do it.
I don't know where it is.
Just look in that folder. How about that? The one over there?
I do have, but you know what we can listen to? How about a brief audio clip of some of my voice work from Saints Row the Third? A CAG exclusive.
I want to hear that.
You would like to hear that.
About Wombat? That's what he would ask.
No, it's pretty short. Hey, what's this clip? Hold on. Okay, here, let's play this. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, listen to this. It's only 18 seconds, and it's just random clips. Now, it sounds like I'm yelling through these clips, and they told me to yell because I'm going to be saying these things during, you know, combat. So it's going to be noisy and it has to sound intense. It's not that I don't have the skills to be more dramatic. It's just, you know, this was the direction that I've given. So keep that in mind. All right, here we go.
The deal of the week is murder. Hope you're ready to save some cash and kick some ass. You think you can fuck with a C-list internet celebrity? You know who I am? No one fucks with GBD. Big ass chains.
Was that you choking on something?
That was me. Wait, did somebody say choking? That was me, I don't know, on fire or dying or I don't know. I don't remember. I recorded a lot of like death screams, basically. Yeah, so that was fun. All right, let's take some more calls because there's people who have been on hold for – here's a guy who's been on hold for 35 minutes already. This is someone from area code 605. Who's this?
It's Justin.
Justin. What's up, man?
Yeah. Not much, just sitting, drinking some Monster and vodka, watching Conan.
Conan, the new movie?
No. It's probably even crappier. I'm watching Conan the Destroyer.
Oh. I don't know which is crappier, actually. They both are probably crappy.
I haven't seen the newest one, so I can't say. I just heard it was bad.
Right.
So
what's up?
Not much. Just been doing my online Black Friday shopping. I had to do a little throwback to the guy who didn't get his discount applied on Amazon to Battlefield.
Yeah.
I ended up getting Dead Island for $30 today, and mine did the same thing where I had won it, I put it in my cart, and it kept going. It was still $52.99. So I ended up just advancing through the pages, you know, to the last page where it goes confirm order.
Right.
And then that's when the discount finally showed up, was on that very last page where you confirm your payment.
I think some people having the site hang for them, though, so it's...
Oh, yeah. I've, what the heck was, I'm trying to remember what item I was trying, there was one item, there's only one item on Amazon I was not able to get today. Everything else I've gotten. Yeah, 16 GB flash drive off there, and had bought so many 3 months of Xbox Live off so many websites. I'm set for a little over a year now.
Right, nice.
That was probably the best deal, was getting those for a lot of websites had them for like $5 or $7. So
nice. All right, cool, man. Well, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
Later. Wait, I think I found this Wombat call. Hold on. Shipwreck, what else should we talk about? I'm already getting tired. How long have we been doing this for? Not even 45 minutes?
Yeah, about 45 minutes. You cannot be getting tired. It's like almost 2 a.m. my time.
Oh. Hold on, wait. What? Oh, I found it. I found the Wombat thing. Hold on. Wombat prank? Prepare for disappointment, though, because it's not good.
I am more than prepared.
Good. Let's see here. What else? Let's take another call while we do this. Let's
Great.
See. Good. Shipwreck, you talk to this guy. This is someone from area code 312.
Hello. Area code 312?
Oh, are you there? He hung up. All right.
Great. I'm doing a bang up job on that. Give me another one.
Okay, here's another one for you, Shipwreck. Area code 631, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Well, this is Enemy Falcon. I'm in the chat room as well.
Nice. What's up, dude?
Not much. Working on some final projects for college. That's about it. Making some sales on games for family members, because I haven't been able to play any games because I've been working on games all the time.
I see.
So my question to you is, I have Battlefield 3, Skyrim, Uncharted 3, Batman Arkham City, waiting to be played. What should I play tomorrow?
Not Uncharted. Uncharted, wait for the patch that's coming out. You're going to play Skyrim, right, Shipwreck? Obviously, Skyrim?
It depends on what you want to get out of your day tomorrow. Do you want to be done with the game tomorrow? If so, you said Battlefield 3 in there, right?
Yeah, because right now I'm working on a game project. And I want to take a break from that, so I was trying to find a game I can play and get and finish it.
That's Battlefield 3. That takes about 4 hours. And okay. That'll leave you unsatisfied and wanting to do something else. So right back to your project you'll go.
Yep. Working on a DS project right now. Nintendo DS game.
Oh, you're making nice. Games in college.
Yeah.
Do you go to Full Sail?
No, I go to DigiPen.
That's all right. I know DigiPen. Do you go to Hollywood Upstairs Medical School?
No.
No. Okay. Good. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Well, hey, there are a lot. Wait, hold on. Are there a lot of girls at DigiPen? I always wondered, like, those schools like that. Are there any girls?
There's not a lot of girls. There's like one or two girls.
And is that a school where like you stay like you live in a dorm?
No, I live in a apartment.
You live in an apartment. So there's no like on campus housing.
No, on my campus.
No. Okay. All right. It's tough to get girls there. If there's no girls at the school.
There's no girls.
That's tough. So, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I mean, I went to a school with girls and I didn't get any girls either. So I guess maybe it doesn't really matter. But,
okay.
All right. Good luck on your game.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thank you.
We're all counting on you. That guy was a lot of laughs, Shipwreck.
There are no girls at that school.
Right. Wait, hold on one second. Let me refresh this page and see if the Wombat prank phone call shows up. Or if I ruin the entire show. Oh, no, here it is. Okay, who's ready for the Wombat prank phone call? That is probably not that good. That's maybe even not be edited properly. Let's see what happens. I'm hitting play. Oh, here it goes. Here it goes. It might ring for a minute. Let's see how it
works. Great.
Where's my audio? Okay. Come on, this is exciting. Don't worry. Listen to the ringing. The ringing's the best part. It's all downhill, actually, after the person picks up the phone.
You're really good at this commentary stuff. It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now you are watching me in the fight. Look, she's trying to stop me from watching the screen. Yeah, see, I didn't edit this at all, so that's why.
Really? I can't tell.
In fact, this might just be all ringing. I'm not even.
Hey,
I'm not,
give me a freak again. We're by Jenny's Pizza, Sarah.
I really need some more HDMI cables.
I'm sorry?
I really need some more HDMI cables and Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3 doesn't exist.
Oh, okay.
We do have HDMI cables.
I thought it was an adventure game about Edgar Allan Poe. Lewis. Oh, I'm choking.
I told you it didn't pan out
quite how you were anticipating.
No, and why didn't I continue doing it? I don't know. I should have stuck with it. I put together all these clips. I will I'll do work on that for the future. I just sort of forgot, I think, to keep doing it. I went on to another project. Yeah. So I'll get back to that some other time. Let's pick up the phone on this guy in area code 347. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Hey now.
Hey now.
Hey, it's Artie calling from Queens.
Nice. Another guy from Queens.
Yeah. Well, Richard and Sal wouldn't be proud of that prank call, would they?
I feel like they edit their stuff together, so it's like sounds tighter and everything. But also, they say like they have to make like 50 phone calls to get like one good one that gets on the air. So
true, and they get paid. So
right.
I've been listening to you since you actually recorded back in those studios and with Stern's agent, I think
Don Buchwald, super agent.
The Wombat. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we were in the basement there.
Yeah, man. But the reason I call is my 360 out of nowhere yesterday. Just it takes forever to boot up now. And then a disk drive just started making this ugly sound. I have my Call of Duty in there and I'm just freaking out. But I don't know. Now it seems to work. I was freaking out because I wanted to buy something from Best Buy. I know they have the $200 deal.
But you have a new one? You have the latest model?
No, I have the old one.
Oh.
I have the old one.
It's just a matter of time before that thing dies.
I hear you. That was my next question. Do you think the 360 will have a successor by next year?
Well, we talked about this on the CadCast. We said, I guess the consensus was they're going to show it at E3 next year, but won't come out till the year after. I think, right? Is that what we think, Shipwreck?
Yeah, I think that's what we all three think. The way the games are lining up for next year, there's just too much coming out for 360 next year for them to even need to put out a console yet.
Right. Wombat, is there going to be a new 360 next year?
I don't think so.
All right. There you go. Cool. All right. Anything else?
That's about it. No. Just great show, guys. Appreciate it. And hopefully Wombat will be back soon.
Yeah. I'm still surprised. I swore that he would pop in for like 5 minutes at least. But wow. No.
Maybe he's working on baby number three. Who knows?
I doubt that. He's working on right, sleeping. Guys. Okay, later. I guess it's a rare time for sleeping for Wombat. All right, more phone calls, Shipwreck.
I guess that seems like what we're doing here.
We are taking, and there's 22 people waiting to talk to us. So here's someone from area code 61. Nope, did I fuck that up? 616. Wait a minute.
Yes. Hello.
Oh, you're here. Okay.
Hello.
Who is this?
It's Eric. I bother you on Twitter quite a bit.
Excellent. Where are you calling from?
Right now I'm calling from South Bend, Indiana, because I'm visiting my parents down here. I'm from Grand Rapids.
Gotcha. Excellent.
So, the Black Friday down here is pretty much like what I've heard from other people. You got weirdos, you know, taking time off work to camp in front of Best Buy for 5 days to save $200, which you'd think they could have just worked to make up that money anyways, but who am I to judge? Let's see here. I haven't had any very prejudiced and racist encounters in Walmarts, and I don't have any advice on where to buy drugs. So I do have a question. Have you seen any early indicators of interest in the 3DS so far based on feedback and just traffic on your site, or is it just too early to tell?
What do you mean, people buying the actual system? Oh, for Black Friday, you mean?
Yeah, Black Friday. Is there like, is it too early to tell?
Yeah.
Any type of general interest in the console handheld at this point?
I don't. The stats usually take like 2 days to update or more.
Okay.
So I won't know. I won't know what's sold until then.
I did see a lady the other day buying the new Super Mario game at Toys R Us. That's the only thing I can confirm about the sales.
Awesome.
Excellent.
It's better than I thought.
Yeah.
So, and I also have something I'd like to say. Now and then I hear people, when you do these call-in shows and also with other podcasts, ask about Gamefly.
Right.
And I have a decent amount of experience with it. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to say my experience with Gamefly for your listeners.
Okay, go ahead.
Essentially, if video games are your number one hobby and you don't watch much television and you get the two discs out at a time plan, which is like $25,
right,
Gamefly is definitely worth it. You get the two discs out at once so that you're playing one game while the other one's in the mail, because it takes like 7 to 8 days to get the next one in. It takes forever. But if you do the two discs at a time, you're able to play through. I only do single-player games when I do Gamefly, obviously. And you might not always get the games at the top of your queue, but sometimes you're treated with some weird thing at the bottom. Like, all of a sudden, I check the mail, it's like, oh, I guess I'm playing God Hand on the PS2 this week. Okay, well, that's different. So, you know, it's a little treat.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Well, Wombat, don't cut this guy off. He's talking about Gamefly.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Wow, Wombat's very rude. I used to have Gamefly, and when I was living in New York, I had the two-disc out thing. I thought it was awesome because you basically always had games in play, right? And also, you get the free shipping on the sales all the time. And I miss being able to rent games. You can't rent games here.
Yeah, it really goes back to the days like when you'd go to a video store and what you wanted wasn't in at the time. Well, I guess I'll get something else.
So sorry, Wombat's
fucking up. And so then you're treated to a little bit of randomness. So people ask me all the time. I just figured I'd just...
I like Gamefly. I'm a big fan of Gamefly. And by the way, this is Sean Spector, co-founder of Gamefly, calling in right now. No, it's not.
Okay.
I know. I loved it too. I miss it. I wish... You know, in Japan, I guess it's illegal to rent games here. There's no way to rent video games here.
Yeah, I remember reading like stories on Kotaku talking about that several years ago. It's just kind of crazy.
It sucks. All right, dude.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Let me talk.
Yeah, no
Appreciate
worries.
It.
Yeah.
All right.
Later.
Take it easy.
Yeah. Yep, that's Wombat. Can't believe Wombat was cutting that guy off when he was talking about GameFly. So rude.
That's pretty rude. I know he's a big fan of Redbox, though. He'd go on and on about that.
Wombat?
Oh, that's me. I like Redbox better than GameFly. Oh.
I don't think so.
Oh. All right, let's take this guy. Area code 570. You're on. Who are you and where are you calling from?
I'm Super Tongue. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Now, are you another racist guy from Pennsylvania, or are you from the non-racist part of Pennsylvania?
I'm from the non-racist part of Pennsylvania.
Good, good. Are you a Flyers fan?
I am not a Flyers fan.
Oh, damn it. All right. Well, at least you're not racist then. What can we do for you?
I just have a question about the Kinect for you. Do you think now is a good time to buy a Kinect, considering next year Microsoft is releasing like a Windows version of it? It's kind of slimmed down. And
now's the time to buy.
There you go.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now, well, are you sure it's now? Because like you said, there's a new one coming out.
Now's the time to buy.
Well, you heard it. The time, it never is the time to buy.
The time is never. It's $100 right now. You can get it for $100. That's not bad. You get like 3 games with it or whatever.
Right.
If you want a Kinect, go buy a Kinect.
See, I'm worried about a Kinect Slim coming out like E3 or something.
Remember I told you at Tokyo Game Show this year, a random Chinese guy told me that his friend was working in the factory where they're making the new Kinect. So it's confirmed. 100% confirmed.
It's just bullshit. It really is.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, I don't know. You would think that there's going to be a new one, but maybe maybe it's for the next console. I don't know. I don't My Kinect's in my closet. I'm a really bad person to ask about this. Shipwreck likes it though.
Yeah, it's fun. For what it is, it's fun.
It's fun. Okay. Well, is that it?
That's it.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Nice. Nice. But it's not hanging up on him when I push this button. Hang up! I don't know. Something's happening.
People are asking about the Nyko Zoom in the chat a lot.
Okay.
I have not tried it. Cheapy's not tried it. Listened to the latest CADcast, and Wombat was not happy with it.
Right. He's returning it. That's how unhappy he is with it. Right? Right, Wombat? Did you like it? Wombat, do you recommend that we buy it?
Now's the time to buy.
Oh, he changed his mind completely. Before he didn't like it. I don't know. It seems like a lot of money for it's just a lens, isn't it? $35 for a lens? I don't know. Let's take some more calls. Area code 320. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hey, Chippy.
What's up?
This is Fornicator from the Borg.
Nice.
Yeah, I think I could have swore I heard a podcast. Some other podcast, or maybe I read it somewhere, but I think they have a Kinect for Windows Live now on the PC. I think that's out.
It's out, or? Oh, it's coming out.
Yeah. It's either out or real soon here. I don't know. I just was listening to it today, but I don't know. Anyhow, I was calling up about Skyrim.
Okay, good. Actually. We like Skyrim.
Yeah, I found a little fix for that graphics bug.
Okay.
And if you install it to a thumb drive, it takes care of the problem.
Wait, what? You can do that?
You can install games to the thumb drive?
Yep.
You're kidding.
Yep, what you want to do is, you know, plug your thumb drive in and then delete your installed game from the hard drive, and then just install it to your thumb drive, and it takes care of the problem. Runs right off the thumb drive. And
I did not know that was even an option.
Yep.
Cool. Well, all right. Well, that's a good tip.
I mean, I don't know. I found it on NeoGAF, I think, is where I found it. And okay. There wasn't a whole lot of talk about it online at all, but I tried it, and it worked, so. You know.
All right, cool. Okay.
So that's my little tip.
All right, that is good. That's a good tip. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Wombat's on fire too.
Oh yeah, he's good. Ah, there he is.
He brought his A game today.
He did. All right, man. Take care.
All right. Later.
I think we could get by with a soundboard of Wombat just for every week.
For you think so? Yeah.
You've got 260 episodes of him talking already. Surely we can just make that into a huge soundboard that covers every topic.
Let me look to see how many clips I've pulled of Wombat. Wombat soundboard has 40 clips in it. Unfortunately, I don't have 40 hooked up to this show right now. That would be good. But yeah, I should have planned ahead. I didn't come up with that brilliant idea until like right before showtime. More calls. This guy's been waiting a long ass time. 40 minutes. Area code 508. Who are you and where are you?
Hey, David. Hey, boat crash. This is Blake from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hello, Blake.
Hey, great program thus far. I mean, you guys, NPR better watch their ass. I mean, just quality programming.
Yes. Soon we'll be bringing in the big bucks like NPR.
I'm pretty sure that guy from Philly was Joystick's very own Chris Grant calling in.
That was Chris Grant?
Yeah, I recognized his voice from podcast, so yeah. it's Digital Wombat. Hey, what's up? Quick question for you guys. In an age of where Amazon is having $20, you know, pre-order bonuses, and we're getting games $40.
Right.
Do you think this kind of makes Black Friday and Cyber Monday kind of moot at this point? Because I'm sitting up late right now and starting to questioning my life decisions.
Shipwreck, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing – like, they're good deals, but it definitely takes some of the wind out of the sails when that's sales with an S-A-L-E-S, by the way.
Yeah.
Got that? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we're getting these games for $40 just about all the time anyways, like getting an extra $5 off doesn't really entice me that much, especially when I can't even buy them because they go out of stock so quickly.
Right. Yeah, I tried the Batman Arkham City and clicked on it right when it turned and it said it was sold out. So it's just that kind of set me off. But
it's a good point though, because this year we've seen more of that than any other year, where just like almost every single new release you could get at least, you know, a $10 gift card or credit, but almost all of them were, you could at least get 20 even.
Yeah, I've done the math through, I do all my ordering through Amazon for video games, and with pre-orders and trade-ins, I've spent about an averaging about $30-$35 on each new copy. So
right,
kind of, you know, there's the value of trading it in too, but you know, most of the time I get a good value out of the games, you know, play them for 2 months. But hey, one other thing too, and I know the iPad is not necessarily considered a gaming device amongst hardcore people, but on their website, I was just monitoring their website, and their website is actually currently down. It says we'll be back soon, and there's rumors that the iPad's going to see a price decrease at some point today. So just a heads up on that.
All right.
So yeah. Anyways, that's about it. But thanks for answering my question. Thanks for putting on the show.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll see you guys. Bye.
Later. That was I mean, that is true. I guess maybe that's why people seem to be disappointed this year. It's just, there's just so many good deals all year round. Like, what, you know, at this point, it basically has to be like $30 on a new release game for you to be excited about it, or like some older game for like 10 or 15. But even like last year, I seem to remember Amazon had a lot of deals over the weekend where it was a lot of like $10 and $15 games. Not like the latest releases, obviously, but stuff from maybe like the past 12 months. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I was excited. I got Dance Central 2 from Walmart for $15.
That's cheap.
That's cheap. And it comes with a code inside for $3 worth of Microsoft points, too.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. They're almost giving it to you. They're almost paying you to take it. All right, another call here. Area code 517, who are you and where are you?
Hey, I'm Christmas on Twitter from Michigan.
Nice. Christmas?
Chris Ness.
Oh, Chris Ness. Oh, okay. Yes, I saw your tweeting earlier. I see it right now, yeah, you're tweeting.
Yeah, I tweeted a new egg link to you that you should check out, but I just heard, are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but anyway, I was just wondering, Walmart's an exception to this, but do the people sitting in front of Best Buy in the cold for hours know that all their sales are online and are easy to get? Because I just bought a Sony 1080p 60 frames per second camcorder doorbuster online easily. And like people are waiting there.
That, I guess they don't.
Like, I don't know why you would wait online. Why would you wait in line for like 10 hours in the snow?
I feel like people, they just don't know. They see it and they're like, oh, it's on a piece of paper in my newspaper. I must have to go to the store to get it. Now, almost everything is online, you know, not everything, but almost everything. I think people just don't know. I doubt that people like waiting online for a long periods of time in the cold. Although in Japan, they seem to like lining up, but I think people
are just
dumb.
I think there's something to be said to going there and waiting and then carrying a TV out. Like that, really? That is an experience that's fun to have.
It's fun to carry a TV.
Yeah, it's fun to go sit out there and wait and then get inside. I've done it before.
I think it's more fun, especially like a big TV. I think it's more fun to have somebody bring it to you and then put it on your table for you. Because that's what I did, and I thought it was a lot of fun. Because I saw how big the box was, and I think I would have died if I had to carry that shit. I don't know. I guess so, Shib. I think people just don't. People have a lot of free time, apparently.
One more thing. I think they're going to announce the next Xbox on Spike TV. Like, they're going to have a whole hour on Spike dedicated just to the next Xbox.
Is that what they did with Kinect?
I think they did that for the Xbox 360.
They did that? Oh, yeah. Nobody watches that. Talking to you guys. Yeah, take care. That guy couldn't wait to get off the phone with us.
No, he'd had enough.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this shit.
He had something to watch on Spike.
Oh, I feel like we need a break.
A break? How do we do that?
I have an audio clip that I could play for a break.
What do we do during our break?
I don't know. Take a piss or something?
All right.
It's only 3 minutes, though.
Make it quick.
Let's
see.
Wash
your hands.
Right. Who wants to hear me interviewed on Howard 100 News after the Japan earthquake? Anyone? Anyone want to hear that?
Yes.
Oh, that's a yes right there. Okay, let's play that, and we'll just to rest for 3 minutes, Shipwreck. I think that would be good. Okay, here we go.
Around the world,
we're breaking our level right.
Then up your block.
It's time for America to wake up.
No more bull.
Whoops. Oh, wait. Hold on.
This is a Howard 100 News Brief.
I'm Ralph Howard. The horrible earthquake in Japan reaches the Stern Show. It's Howard 100 News World Exclusive.
Howard 100 News World Exclusive.
How much longer do we have to do this for?
We're looking at each other, and we're just like, when is this going to be over? When is this going to be over? Oh, shit. My heart was just beating inside my chest so strong.
Stern fan and native New Yorker David Abrams has lived in Tokyo over 5 years.
I think I'm still recording this,
actually. And was inside his apartment with a friend on the 16th floor when the earthquake hit. David said when you live in Tokyo, you get used to earthquakes, but this was different.
These buildings are built to withstand earthquakes because they're so popular. So they sway a lot.
Popular
earthquakes. There's still a lot of swaying. It keeps the building from breaking in half. So this afternoon, when it happened, it just kept swaying and swaying, and it just did not stop.
He says even though everything's happening very quickly, it feels surreal.
You start to hear, you know, things in your house, you know, sliding off the shelves. And you're just like, when is this going to be over? When is this going to be over? And you're looking out the window and you see other buildings moving and the antennas on the tops of buildings just swaying back and forth. It's terrifying.
And even hours later, aftershocks are...
It's just bullshit. It really is.
Oh, I fucked it up. I was going to try to play that... Oh. God damn it.
You ruined it all.
I fucking ruined it. I was trying to play. I was trying to have Wombat laughing over the part where I said it was terrifying, and I just fucking stopped the clips completely. Well, you get the idea. There goes our break. Some break. Earthquakes are popular. They are. Everyone loves a good earthquake in Japan, Shipwreck.
So I've heard. We don't get many here in Ohio. So
no. Yeah.
I'm sure it's very worthwhile.
Yeah. All right. Well, there goes our break. How much time is left? We're not going to do, by the way, we're not going to do a whole 2 hours. I think an hour and a half. How much time? 20 more minutes, Chip.
I can stay awake for 20 more minutes.
Can you do that? Okay, good. I think that's reasonable. That is a reasonable amount of time to be wasting.
Let's bring in a special guest.
Who's our special guest?
I thought you had one.
I don't know. Here's a guy from area code 602. Are you our special guest?
Chippity and Wombat. Well, actually, Shipwreck. Wombat's not there. What's going on, guys?
Who is this?
This is BJ Woodruff from Phoenix, Arizona. That's BJ Woodruff on the CAG. What's going on, guys?
Are you blowing lines of coke right now off of a glass table?
Pretty Red Bull, pretty close to coke. It's almost just close.
Like Red Bull?
Anyway, I wanted to Red Bull. Oh, it's definitely Red Bull. Yes.
Yes.
I wanted to ask Shipwreck actually a question, or actually make a comment to both of you guys that you made on the last show. You mentioned Special One Lit about the guys who play pinball. Well, I'm actually one of those guys that does play pinball, and I want to correct CPD that actually, if you win the world championship, you get $10,000.
Nice. You can almost – no, you can't even survive off that.
Oh, it's ridiculous. No, the amount of time you have to invest in order to get that is just absolutely fucking ridiculous. No, I would never
do that. Were you in the movie?
No. No, okay. I'm not. See, the problem is with me with the pinball guys, I'm actually the nerd of the pinball guys, so that puts me kind of very far down on the chain, unfortunately.
Have you seen the movie, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What were your thoughts on it? I felt a little bit uncomfortable watching it.
You know what? I felt that they really just took kind of the guys that were kind of out there for pinball players or pinball collectors, and they didn't really focus on the real collectors or the real guys who are just kind of normal guys that go around. You know, it's just pretty much just like video game enthusiasts. You know, pinball guys are really enthused, but it isn't their entire life whatsoever. So I thought that was a little bit one-sided. And, you know, I felt it to be a little bit disjointed, too, as well. I kind of just jumped back and forth. The actual documentary you should see is the one about Pinball 2000, and that's actually on iTunes. Totally check that out. That one is awesome.
I'm sure it's very worthwhile.
Oh, yeah, thanks a lot. You know, fuck you on that. Yeah, that's right. You're sucking on my cock, bitch. Well, that was uncomfortable choking. For all of us. So I'm going to end choking. On that note. Oh, you are. You're choking on it? Oh, Wombat. Close, Wombat. Keep going. All right.
Oh, I'm choking.
All right. We went to an uncomfortable place, guys. Right. So I'm going to drop off. Just let you guys go. Hey. Seriously, no one's fucking dying. Let's pick up the pace a little bit here, okay?
That's wholesome.
All right, man.
And
thanks.
Also, Shipwreck. Right. Again, like I said last time, take off the condom. Get some babies going.
I'll try that.
All right,
I'll
is that
I'll
how you
that
do
right
it?
Right after the show.
That, you know what? That's what I've heard, guys. Anyway, right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Later. Holy shit. That guy should be a new host of the show.
He's got some energy.
He's got a lot of energy.
I felt like he was going to sell me something, and I guess he sold me that pinball movie. I don't know.
Right, and taking off condoms. Excellent. Oh, boy. All right. How about this guy, J.A. Alphabet? What are you, on Skype or something?
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
so that works. I just got to say right now, though, I think if we really wanted to get the show going, I think take off the condom during the show. That's what really we need a step-by-step happening here.
I don't think that's going to happen. I have a feeling that Mrs. Shipwreck is sleeping.
That's possible. You mean she's not at Walmart right now?
Right. But I can put on a condom right now.
So I think we really need the dinos in here.
I don't use the dinos anymore. Now I use it just says something, I forgot what it's called, but it's L size. It is L size still. I want everybody to know that I wear an L size Japanese condom.
This is important info that we all need to know.
Yes, it's important.
I have to say that yes. It caught me by surprise halfway through the show when I found out Wombat was not actually here. It took me until the break where I realized it wasn't here.
But you thought that was really Wombat, all those sound drops?
I thought it was Wombat. It was just very surprising. I thought you guys were like making jokes or something about like it being a you said such a variety.
Belly vagina games.
Right. Exactly.
That's one of the like the 40 clips that you chose was.
Excellent. All right, dude. Any questions or anything?
Yes,
or?
I actually do. Oh. What do you guys think about the fact that they're all the provinces in like the whole like Elder Scrolls world is in Skyrim?
Oh, they I didn't even know. I mean, all the ones that get mentioned in Elder
Morrowind,
Scrolls?
They're all the last game is in the game. Like they put it in there. Like the Imperial City's there, Leyland, boom, like all that shit's like in the game. You can't reach it.
What do you think?
You can no clip to it. On the
I don't know. I'm not sure. Like it sounds like something crazy that Bethesda would do. I just don't know that it's ever going to come to anything that like actually matters.
Like people are speculating because they found like really like some of them aren't very texturally good, but they found like a little like one of the islands of Morrowind is like completely rendered, like all set. Like that's where the DLC will probably be. So like you have like a whole like half of Skyrim size DLC pack like ready to be put out.
Right.
If that turns out to be true, that's kind of cool. I mean, those games were pretty huge though. I can't imagine them doing that much DLC.
Yeah, maybe. It could also be just for like the modders is what some people are saying. Like that they could just have like much easier modding, like making the entire other games.
Cool. I still have a lot to look at in that game, so I don't need any extra shit. I just need them to patch the Asian version. Come on.
Yeah, that's what
lame.
I heard.
That's lame. All right, dude.
And I have one other question.
Yeah, go.
All right. So I know that I think a few shows ago, you guys, I think you, Keithy, were talking about how like you had like on Netflix, like you couldn't find a lot of things on Netflix recently or something like that. You're getting bored.
Who?
You like that thing? You?
I can't even use Netflix. It's
it was blocked. Probably Wombat saying that.
Oh, maybe it was Wombat. All right. Hi, Wombat. I just had you guys, when you had Netflix, like, did you recommend anything recently?
Games or movies to watch?
Yeah.
I don't know. What did Wombat like? He liked something recently. I don't remember. I tune Wombat out. You know, you can't listen to Wombat too much. I don't remember what he said. I forgot. Sorry. Well, and, you know, he's not here, right?
Oh, yeah. I just...
He's hiding.
I just learned that.
Right.
Very, very recently.
Okay. All right, dude.
All right.
Later.
Officially. Just one.
Oh, I hung up on him. I see. I had to hang up.
Them's the breaks.
I don't have any special. Where's our special guests?
I thought you were supposed to line these up.
I don't know. Well, Mark McDonald's not available, so I couldn't line him up. And then I don't have any other friends, so that was it.
Yeah, you gave it a shot.
And I tried to get Garnett to call in, but he said he had to watch a movie with his friends. So there we go. That was it. But you know who we do have? We have this guy from area code 512 who could be somebody famous.
That's one number off of my area code.
Are you somebody famous?
Hey, folks. Well, yeah, I'm a tag user, Tiny Gallon, here in Austin, Texas, actually. How's it going,
Excellent.
Fellas?
It's going all right. How's Austin?
Good. Long time, first time, I guess. Great show. Big fan anyway. I wanted to call and share my experience down at the Walmart. It was pretty hilarious. I managed to pick up a Yakuza 4 for $10, which is good. And I got that Skyward Sword bundle. But it's crazy what they do, how they wrap the stuff. They have pallets for everything and they wrap it in cellophane, not to be opened until 10 p.m., you know, like a Christmas present, I guess.
Right.
And so people line up. So there was a long line behind mostly the Xbox One, and by the time they kind of cut the, you know, it's hard to keep a line, I guess I'll say. It sounds like a lot of these kind of got out of control similarly, I guess some of your callers have said. But it was kind of funny to watch. I wasn't really in the thick of it, but by the time they finally cut the cellophane, about 5 minutes till 10 p.m., and I mean, they should have handed out tickets, first of all, kind of like they did for the console bundles. I think they gave out, like, raffle tickets or whatever for people in line. They should have just asked, like, what game do you want, like Batman, and, you know, and give it to people. I don't know why I didn't do it, but so what happens, they finally cut the cellophane, and it's just a big swarm of people tearing through this. It's just a small, it's really not a very big pallet. The pallet, it's like four walls of cardboard games, and it kind of collapses within about 2 seconds.
And everything's on the floor.
Yeah. There's like kids on the floor. People are passing back copies of like Call of Duty 4. It's very crazy. And I have my eye on the Yakuza 4. Like no one is going for that. Like the PlayStation 1 is mostly ignored. And then the Wii 1 is mostly ignored. But it's crazy. Like the Xbox 1 is total collapse. And then there's like two ladies who really have no idea what they're doing in charge of the whole thing. And then finally they're like, can we get security here? And it's a total mess at that point.
People getting their heads stepped on.
There were some people that were like, there's kids in there. There's a kid in there. And, I mean, the kids are having a blast. Like, I think it's funny. It is something that we can get excited about as adults. Like, it's hard to get excited on Christmas. But when you get a $30 Madden, these people are out of their minds. So it was fun in that sense. But they're acting like, it's almost people are acting like they're stealing in a lot of cases. Because it's like, that's what they were doing with the Wii palette, which people are like pulling out copies of Just Dance 2 and like kind of shrugging their shoulders. But the Skyward Sword bundles were just totally off to the side, like in the camera section, the photo section. So it was totally weird. But it was a lot of fun to see all that. I should have done a YouTube video. It was great. And I had just one other comment. TBD, when are we going to able to view the site with the white background and black text? That's all I got to say. I'll hang up and listen. Great show, guys. Have a good night.
Later. We have the new forum software that we're going to be using. It's just, we can't really implement it during the holiday. It's just too crazy. So I don't know exactly when, but maybe next year, or maybe we can do it in December. Maybe we can do it in like, I don't know. It's up to Super Programmer John, really. I don't have an answer, but I don't know. We're doing, there's a lot of shit going on. Shipwreck, what's the answer?
It'll happen sometime soon.
Sometime maybe. Before you die.
Right. As soon as that iPhone app comes out,
it's going to happen.
It'll be right there.
Before the iPhone app and after, I don't know. You die. I don't know the answer. Yeah, it's a lot of issues. I can't even explain them, but. Let's take another call or two. Who's area code 203? That's Connecticut? No.
Yeah, it is. It's Connecticut. Yes. Stamford, Connecticut.
Word.
Hey, what's going on, Chibi? And Shipwreck?
Who's this?
This is TommyMan99.
Oh, wait. Super Programmer John just sent me a message. He said January to answer that letter. January for the new site, the new forums?
White background with black text.
Or the iPhone app. I don't know.
I was going to say, actually, don't change it to white background, black text. I'm actually legally blind, and I like the style how the website is.
Oh, you'll have an option. You'll be able to choose either the dark. We'll have two choices.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah. John agrees. He says, too risky to do it in December. So, January. There you go. There's the answer. What can we do for you, sir?
Well, you know, I wanted to call in. First of all, you know, as a listener, a faithful listener, I've been listening to you guys ever since episode, 20? You know, I appreciate everything that you do, Cheapy, with the Black Friday deals and the deals in general. I always look forward to this time of year with you putting up other deals, and just wanted to extend my thanks to you and Shipwreck and Wombat.
You're welcome.
So, yeah, thank you. My second thing is... great deal that I got because of you. I found out Battlefield 3. I definitely agree that Amazon, the way that they're giving away their deals out now, it's horrible. And I mean, compared to last year, this year it's really not that good. But I got in with the Battlefield 3 Lightning deal, and I got it in for $20, and then I had a $10 gift card, so I got it for $18.
Nice. So,
Yep. And I think that was the best deal I got, I think, for the rest of the year, because I'm just going to be playing that and Forza 4. And
you should be good. Forza 4 is awesome.
Dude, Forza 4. Can't go wrong with Forza 4.
No.
Can't go wrong. Yeah, I had to download actually some cheap-ass gamer vinyl groups in that game. Pimp out my car with a GBD.
Nice. Ruin your car with my mug on it. That's the way to go.
But anyway, you know, that's it. Oh, and quick recommendation, Rayman Origins. Fantastic game. For anybody who has kids, what a great game.
We talked about that on the podcast, actually, because there's a demo up, at least on Xbox.
Yeah,
and my brother played it. It's awesome.
So much fun.
Ty loved watching it. I mean, it looks like a really good cartoon. Like, it looks better than most real cartoons.
Yeah, I picked it up for $40 on the Lightning deal.
Yep.
So
excellent. All right, dude.
Good deal. Yeah. Hey, man. Thanks again. Take care.
Later. Yeah, Rayman, hot water burn baby, right? Shipwreck.
That is it. He's a very excellent driver.
Right. Excellent.
Everybody loves him.
All right. Here's a guy on Twitter. If you're on hold, by the way, and you follow me on Twitter, you can tweet me and then I'll make sure you get on the air sooner, priority style. So this is Touche.
Hello.
What's up?
Not too much. I just wanted to come on. I've been out Black Friday shopping all evening, and I also wanted to come on because last year I called in for your all's Christmas show, and you mistook me for Shipwreck calling in. And I don't know exactly how much I sound like him, but a couple of my friends that listen to the cast as well always tell me that I sound like him now after you said that. So,
right. That's a similar delivery, I think.
But yeah, I've been out to Walmart tonight, and I had a really similar experience to what Shipwreck said and what one of the most recent callers said, with people just tearing into the pallets. It was absolutely ridiculous. But I was able
There's like a battle cry that goes up throughout the store. You can tell when a new pallet is ripped into.
It was ridiculous. I was in between two, and you wouldn't believe there were people jumping on top of each other. It was really hard to believe.
I understand. Humanity.
Yeah. But luckily I was able to grab a few things. I grabbed the Heavy Rain Director's Cut, which I had been looking forward to picking up. I probably wasn't going to buy it if I didn't get that deal on it. And I had already had most of the major releases, but I picked up a few other things for family members. And then they had some crazy deals on Blu-rays too. And so I was able to grab a few of those as well.
Excellent. Yep. Cool.
But I love you guys. I listen to the cast every week. Well, every week that it comes out. And I use your site all the time, TP. So I really appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Yep. That's very nice of you. And I appreciate you too.
Thank you. And I hope you guys have a great rest of the night.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Had enough, Ship?
I am crashing, but we can keep going. We can keep going.
You want to keep going? I mean, I could also keep going without you.
I'm up.
You're up. Hold on. Let me turn my light on. Maybe that'll help.
That helps a lot.
Even though it's 4:30. All right, let's get a few more here. Here's our friend USFH Bomb.
Hey, H Bomb in the house.
All right, Jimmy. Hold on 1 second, Jimmy Mac. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Yeah. Why are you calling me on my real phone? Oh, and he hung up.
And then he hung up. What's up, H-Bomb?
Not much. I just got back from Kohl's.
Did you get some good boxers? Some video game themed boxers?
Actually, I was mainly picking up stuff for my cousins and nieces. But my question was, you guys doing the Child's Play raffle this year?
Yes, sir. Yes, we are.
Because I picked up a whole bunch of games that I'm going to donate.
You have the best voice ever. Are you? By the way, are you calling from a cave?
Nope.
It sounds very echoey where you are. Or a bathroom or something?
No, I just have a tile floor.
I see. For you're calling from the floor. Okay. You are good. I like you.
I like you. So what was the experience like at Kohl's? Were there fisticuffs?
They opened at midnight. We got there shortly after 11. Perfect time. We were probably in the front third of the line when they opened the door just a little before midnight, and it wasn't too crazy. It wasn't Walmart. I've done Walmart in years past. That is a madhouse.
By the way, this is what my phone ringer sounds like in my office. Isn't that classy? Hold on 1 second. Jimmy.
Al, I'm calling him on his phone.
Why are you calling me on my phone? You were doing a show.
Because I'm sitting in the queue listening to these nerds. Fucking, like, get me in.
Well, why don't you give me a heads up that you're going to call first?
I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'm hanging up right now on this. Hold on. Okay, hold on.
All right.
We're calling the kid, Jimmy.
All right. Was that? Oh, I think I just. Oh, now I really fucked it up. He hung up on both things. Now I just put this other guy on.
Hello?
Hold on.
Hello?
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 You're still on.
You're still on, H-Bot.
Do you want to talk to Jimmy? You want to defend yourself against Jimmy? That should be entertaining.
Hello?
Yes. You hung up the both phones, I think. I don't know what you're calling, but now you're on. Now you're on the show.
I got like 6 phones going over here all the time. I'm hot fire.
Right. I got you. Did you want to talk to this other guy?
What's up? Who's that?
It's one of that's USA for H-Bomb.
Oh, my God. This kid with this fucking coal story. Like, that sucks. Like, kid, you need to figure out, like... Even if you lied, like, this is a show. Like, we're here to put asses in seats, and you're talking about, like, I went to Kohl's and I bought a couple shirts.
Play raffle.
You want to know about the... We're doing the Child's Play raffle next week. Next week it's going to start.
Right. You have things for the Child's Play raffle. That's the best.
Yes. Like... We like it. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Yes, and he also...
I can't handle sick kids. Like, I do a thing with Share Our Strength for chefs where you show up and you cook food for people totally, like, at no cost. Like, they don't pay you to be there. Like, I can't handle sick, dying kids.
Right. H-Bomb. H-Bomb is a hero, people are saying.
Thank you, bye, man.
He is. But that's just a bunch of people in chat room.
I take that back, Pie Man. I saw him kill yourself.
Dude, I can't get tired of it. I like this guy.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
You got a great personality, H.
You got a good delivery.
A long way from the time where I couldn't sort it edgewise and Wombat thought I was on the glue.
H-Bomb, you need to donate all your shit to the sick, starving, dying children.
He's going to.
Absolutely.
Like all of it.
My cousin was really sick a couple years ago. We were afraid we were going to lose him, and I've really gotten into...
What did he have? We have to know, like, why was he sick?
Turned out it was Kawasaki's disease. That's what they thought it was.
Are you just making up shit right now?
I am not making
that doesn't
up
even
shit
sound
right
like a
now.
That doesn't sound like a real thing.
Look it up.
Jimmy, people in the chat room want to know if you're still dating tech.
No, not anymore.
When did that stop?
Almost like a year ago.
So it's been a long time. All right. I didn't
know. I haven't been out there telling people my business, so I understand why they don't know what I'm not doing.
Who are you dating now?
I am dating the lovely and beautiful Kat Stair. If you check me out on my Facebook.
The who?
Kat Stair. She's going to be my wife. She's beautiful. She's tan. She's tatted up. She has the fucking Betty Page haircut. She's all that.
Her name is Kat Stare.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's like a real life God given name.
Because I'm trying to Google it and I'm just getting pictures of cats staring. is it with a K?
Yeah. Did you spell with a K on the cat?
No, I didn't. I see a girl smoking a cigarette in a bathtub. Is that her?
Maybe. I don't know.
I see. Now I found her. A tattooed girl. Oh, no. That's Kat Von D.
That's a different thing.
That's someone else. I guess I'm not going to find it because I see tattoos.
I'll send you pictures later.
Okay. Excellent.
So we do.
Right. Oh. Well, I don't know. H-Bomb, I think we're going to say goodbye. Is that okay?
No, don't let H-Bomb go.
No? Are we going to hold on to H-Bomb?
Got plenty of stuff to say. Kid, what's next?
I'm getting tired. I don't want to... Wait. Yeah. Oh, wait, Droogs.
It's 3:30 in the afternoon, you fat fuck. Where the fuck? Like, where are you going?
I'm not fat. That fat.
No, you're skinny fat. Like, you're fucking...
I'm just out of shape.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have no tone, you have,
Right, that's correct.
You have no
that
discipline, you're just skinny
correct.
Fat.
That is all true. All these things are
true. I was looking on YouTube
true.
The other day, and I, like, have you as a subscription thing, yeah. And it's like, look at me unboxing this. And that may be cool for the nerds, but I'm, like, looking at you with your kid, and you're unboxing shit, like...
And what about it?
It's like... You can't be like, I'm tired, I'm going to bed. Like, you have a kid, you know how to grind. Like, just stay on this fucking line and keep these nerds calling in and let's see what happens.
All right, wait. We got to pick up on Droogs. Remember Droogs?
Droogs don't run. He's got the element table tattooed on his thigh.
Droogs. And it's Droogs. Oh, wait. Uh-oh, hold on. Droogs, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Droogs don't run, son.
Droogs,
are you still
in
Ohio?
An old woman touched my beer at a bar tonight. Yes, I'm in Dayton now.
Not for Ohio.
Yes, in Ohio.
Yeah, as if there's another Dayton somewhere else.
Yeah, some people think Daytona, but I have a job where I get to work in my basement at home and play video games all day now. So my beard's really big again. And
What's your job?
I work on Unix servers or something. I don't know.
I'm not really sure what I do for a job.
How do you
I
not
have 85
know?
Hours in Skyrim now because of it, so I get paid. I don't care.
Right. You still have the periodic table tattooed on your leg?
Yeah, that got brought up at Thanksgiving dinner tonight. That was kind of weird.
That was the weird
my
thing?
Mom, yeah, because I finally found out how my mom found out about it, because I got it when I was 18. Oh. And she said she walked in on me, and I was sleeping, and I was just in my underwear, and she saw it.
Right.
When you say it, what does that mean? She saw it.
It's on my thigh, so she was kind of creeping on me, I felt.
Yeah, that's weird. Nice.
Yeah.
So what else is going on, Droogs?
Yeah, where does the story go from there?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say. I went to a bar tonight, and then I'm at home now. I don't know how I got here.
And a woman touched your beard.
An old woman, actually.
Oh.
All right, this jury sucks. Get rid of
him. She asked me how old I was, and I said 25. And she said she had a son older than I was.
Right. That's gross. You should have just left. Anything else, Droogs?
Yeah. That is just get rid of it.
No, that's my entire life now. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
Oh, Johnny, yeah, I'm sorry. This is your life.
But I got a big bag
Kid,
of
fun
right
here.
I left
you up until about fucking 2 minutes ago. You didn't come in hot. You don't have a story. Like, kind of the beginning of an anecdote. Like
all right, dude.
You just can't be famous on the fucking Thanksgiving extravaganza show.
Right. You can't just because your name is Droogs and you have a periodic table of the elements on your leg. You need
Droogs
more.
Run. Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't work on fake internet on fake radio.
I can't
fucking fucked this fat girl. Like
Right.
It has to be like a thing. And you have nothing right now.
I had sex with the girl I lost my virginity to last week. That was kind of weird.
For her,
that
probably.
That sucks. Like, that's a shitty story.
Yeah, because she's Asian, and that was weird.
Why would that be weird?
She,
why is that weird?
She has a sideways vagina.
She cries.
She cries. Oh, she cries when you have sex, you mean?
Yeah. It was weird.
Like she's like that's a Japanese why. Porno. That's like that's a that yeah. that doesn't happen in real life. That happens in Japanese pornos.
But and she liked anal sex more than, you know, the regular thing, whatever that's called.
That's funny cuz I call anal sex regular sex. So, continue your story.
I don't know. There is no more.
There's no more. All right. Well, all right. Good for you. Congratulations on having sex with a crying Asian.
I'm never having it again. I'm done.
Right. We're done with sex forever?
Yeah. I'm just going to go play Dragon Age so I can have sex with pigs or something.
All right. All right. Very good. We'll let you go do it. Do it.
I'm doing it right now. See ya. Bye.
Good.
All right. Very nice. Oh, wait. I hung up on the wrong... No. Did I hang up on Jimmy, too? I didn't.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. I'm getting queasy. All right. I think we're done with the show, right? Can we be done, please? I got to prepare for my one more caller.
It's like fucking 3 o'clock in the
but
afternoon.
I have
like,
to get... It's not.
Doing?
It's almost 5 o'clock. And I have to get ready. Fuck. All the deals turn over in 20 minutes, and I have to get ready.
You fucking sit there with your skinny fat ass making fucking posts on a website. And
I know.
And then now you're like, oh, I need to sleep.
You're describing my life. You're describing my life.
Yeah, exactly.
What can I tell
you? Like, you don't cut this shit off early.
Well,
you ride it
early.
Until the fucking wheels fall off, son.
The wheels fell off.
I think they fell off a while back.
Right, we're making sparks right now. We're making sparks.
No, we're not.
Right, exactly. Not the good kind.
Is that blue sparks?
All right. Well.
You are not. No, don't even start your wrap up right now. Just take more calls. Let's just keep doing this.
All right. Well, I got to hang up on you then. I got to take more calls. Am I allowed to hang up on you?
No, that's not an option. We've been.
All right, let's take another call. Let's see what happens.
All right.
Area code 607. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, how's it going?
Good. What can we do for you?
I saw on the forums Shipwreck, the Batman Arkham City, I believe, yeah, at Walmart for $28.
Yeah, it's...
And he had the Xbox 360 version, and I was just noticed because when I went to Walmart today, they had a Walmart exclusive that came with Arkham Asylum, the Game of the Year edition, and I didn't think it was part of it, but it rang up $28 just as well.
Wait, the Arkham... Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, so you got the Walmart exclusive version for $28.
Yeah.
Great.
It wasn't labeled or anything, though, but it was only for PS3 as well. But I don't know. I guess it works just the same.
So you know what, TB, you were right. We should have. this guy.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up, people. People need to know these things. Thank you very much.
I did have a question, though.
Yes. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Of course.
I was looking for a wireless headset. Like a full-on gaming headset, not the Xbox one. I didn't know if you guys had any recommendations.
No,
we do.
Turtle Beach, son.
Turtle Beach, the X4 one, or the
X7 ones, 4
What's the new one? What's the new one,
Joe?
PX5? I think it's the PX5.
The PX5s are the new hotness. They're over $200, though, but if you pick up one of the older models, they're all sort of about the same, the older ones. You can get them for probably less than $150, I'm thinking.
But, dude, I'm going to let you look into the future. Here's what happens. If you have a girlfriend and she wants to go to sleep before you do, you get the surround sound headset, and you can just sit there and enjoy it.
Yep, that's what I have.
Yeah.
If you have the means,
and
get the PX5.
Surround sound in your face, But you probably don't have a girl you're slipping your dick into, so that's fine. But go with the scaled down version.
Get the surround sound ones.
You'd be mistaken by that, but yeah, I have the surround sound 5.1 setup. I figure for nighttime.
You're fucking kicking ass and fucking a bunch of pussy.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Jeezy.
Later. All right, Jim, you're being too mean. Now I got to say goodbye.
I'm sorry.
You got to be nice. All right, one more phone call, okay?
One more.
Last one. Who's going to be the last? But I got to do the guy who's been on hold for the longest time, and that is this guy, James Montemango.
Oh, I know this guy.
Hello.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, he developed an Xbox Live Arcade game.
Which one?
Shred Nebula?
Shred Nebula back in the day. I was on CAG 4Play.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good, actually, yeah. So, yeah, thanks for the hour-long wait. I appreciate that.
I didn't know that we knew you.
I'm going to put up with Jimmy for the next 5 minutes.
Jimmy's going to be nice.
Yeah, that goes red. The chat was hating, but it's okay. It's funny. So...
What's up? Any questions?
Anyways, I picked up that the 360 deal off Newegg this morning, so I had a question. I've been moving. I was in Phoenix. I'm in Seattle, and I haven't played any games. I have 360 now, PS3, and Wii. So if there's one game for this year, what should I buy?
Skyrim.
What is that noise? Down?
Yeah, Skyrim is the
game. To buy more than one game.
Whose phone is going crazy? Oh, it must be James, because you're calling on the... Oh, no, you're not. You're calling on a phone, too. Whoops. Oh, wait. It was Jimmy, because now I just muted Jimmy, and the sound went away.
Yeah. Skyrim's going to... Like, if you're going to buy one game, like, Skyrim's a pretty good one to keep a lot of time. You get a lot of stuff to do in there, and I don't know. I think it's probably going to be my game of the year.
Yeah. All right. And then I'm also buying a new TV today, hopefully. Should I go 3D? I don't know, what do you guys think for like next-gen stuff? Is it worth to go 3D or just get like a badass 2D? Or
how much more does a 3D set cost? Because the 3D is – I have it. I hardly ever use it. It's just – it's not that good. So if it's only like a couple $100 more –
I think it starts off at a couple $100. Then you got like glasses, and no one's giving away for free anymore, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. It's 3D is kind of shitty. 3D is kind of shitty.
But I have Tron on 3D Blu-ray, and I really want to watch it.
It looks
it's
good
the
in 3D.
3D content I have.
So, that's the best one. That's the best thing. But all right,
and
are you still developing games or
something awesome? I mean, I got nothing.
Are you
making
still
any more games?
Yeah. Right. Are you making games still?
No.
All right.
Yeah, just Shred Nebula. That was it. So.
Did that make any money?
No, it did not.
was that an indie game or a?
Yeah, it was super indie. Like it was us. Let's see who worked on it. There's like six guys total who worked out of a garage.
It was an Xbox Live Arcade game though. Proper. It was just made by.
Yeah. Yeah, Xbox Live Arcade. It was like $10. And the problem is, here's what happened is basically it was the first year they were doing the Summer of Arcade, you know, and they were doing all the promotions, and they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna feature Shred Nebula in it, and then Microsoft's like, no, we're not. We're gonna put you after we do all the promotion. So everyone bought tons of Xbox Live Arcade games, and then we came out, and no one's like, I don't want to buy that. Yeah, but yeah, and it was funny because you know that guy that went to DigiPen you guys were talking to earlier.
Which one? Oh,
yeah.
DigiPen. Yeah.
Yeah.
No girls.
Yeah.
So I went to UAT in Tempe, Arizona, and there was no girls there either. It was just a bunch of dudes.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
So if you go to a video game school, just be prepared.
Right. If you go to video game school, you're probably not going to get laid anyway. But
true.
If you go to that place, definitely not, I guess.
Yeah, definitely not. Well, depends if you, you know, what you look like, too.
Right.
I'm pretty good looking man. I'm not going to lie. But I'm lying.
All right. No, excellent. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. Later.
Thanks for the show, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. Let's see. Who's Pyman? Is Pyman in here? Let's see who this guy is. Oh, I shouldn't have picked up on him. There's people waiting longer. But did it not work? Oh, it didn't work anyway. Okay, how about Love Assassin? You've been waiting a long time.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Well, if you saw the tweet, have you guys heard of the service OnLive?
Yes, of course.
Well, yeah, they're doing another deal where any new users can get any game on the service for $1, including Saints Row 3.
Great. We like Saints Row.
So mostly just giving a heads up for anybody who doesn't know what OnLive is. They can go get like Saints Row or the new or Deus Ex Human Revolution for $1.
Cool. Excellent. And well, thank you.
You're
Anything
welcome,
else?
Matt. Not really. You know, just been searching deals, playing some Daggerfall, you know, to go with the whole cheap bastard routine for the day. So.
Excellent. All right, dude. Maybe I can get to all these calls, actually. There's only 11 calls left. You think we can do it in 10 minutes, Chip?
Let's do it. 10 minutes. Okay. A minute a call.
All right. Later, dude.
See ya.
All right. We're going to get through all these calls. Everyone's a winner. Here we go. Area code 360. Nice.
Hello?
360?
Are you there?
That's wholesome.
360, not there. Okay.
Made great time on that one.
Let's go. 309, you're on the air.
Hey, Cheapy, what's up?
Yeah, who's this? Quick.
Hey, this is a Why Not Jeeper from the forums. Anyway, I live in Champaign, Volition's headquarters.
Oh, cool.
And I was just going to tell you that I work at the airport here, and so we're dealing with a lot of the Volition guys flying out constantly to promote all their various stuff. And you wouldn't believe the amount of Saints Row the Third stuff that was going on around here. I mean,
they were trucking back and forth, you mean?
No, actually, it was more just like kind of this almost underground style movement thing at the University of Illinois campus here. You'd start to see like the Fleur de Lilies and Professor Jenke heads start popping up, like the little graffiti artwork and stuff. I have no idea if it was them or if it was just students that knew about it, but it was pretty cool to see. And they've also got a few massive billboards around town that have all the Saints on there.
Oh, awesome. I just got a package from the Volition guys yesterday. They sent me a signed copy of the game. They sent me two t-shirts, one Professor Genki and one like Saints Row t-shirt.
Is it the pink Professor Genki with the cat face on it?
It's a white t-shirt with Professor Genki on it. They sent me some purple Saints Row sunglasses and a little flashing pin. So that was really nice of them. That was really cool.
Oh, yeah. They're always really nice too when they fly out. So it's
cool.
I was the one that in the feedback, I said that when one of them flew out, I forget which one, I printed up a special bag.
Yeah, I remember.
That said Champagne loves Professor Genki. So
nice.
They definitely know their love. So thanks a lot, man, for taking my call. Love
yeah.
the podcast.
All right, man. Peace. All right, we can do this, Chip. We can still do this.
I'm still here.
Area code 401. 401? I'm going to hang up in 2 seconds. 401. Gone. Maybe. Uh-oh.
Caller not found.
Caller not found. All right. Let's try. You hear my doorbell ringing?
I do.
I got a package. It's probably closed.
What's your package?
Ty. It's a clothes for Ty from Grandma and Grandpa. Okay. Area code 323.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh,
yes,
hey. Hey, guys. What's up, Chibi? I'm Brian MV on Twitter. I'm from Los Angeles. I just wanted to share my Black Friday story. I'm heading towards these outlets that we have here in Los Angeles called the Citadel.
Okay.
And basically driving here, it took us like an hour and a half just sitting in traffic on the 5 freeway. I don't know if you guys have ever gone to like Disneyland, the same freeway you take. And it's pretty freaking crazy around here. It's completely packed and basically traffic is horrible, but I mean, a lot of people are here to get their deals, so pretty exciting. My first time.
All right,
say that.
Be safe.
Great show. Yeah, I'll try to be safe. Hopefully we don't get trampled.
Yeah.
Great show, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, take care.
See you.
All right. All right, now you can hear my thing. It's dinging now. All right, here we go. Here's the area code 954. You're on the air.
Hey, Cheapy.
Who's this?
It's Cheshire Wolf. Just a quick question. I never did get that signed copy of Gears of War 3. Do you ever send that?
I sent it out on Tuesday, actually. Look for it next
week. Okay, cool, yeah. Okay, yeah, no worries. I was just worried you got lost in the mail or something. Great show. Love you guys. I work at Best Buy. I'm on my way out there right now. I bike 4 miles to work every day.
Excellent. All right, well, good luck. So,
yeah, appreciate it, GB. Have a good one, guys. Thanks for the show.
Later. Who is next in line? John the Veteran Gaylord.
Yo. Oh,
wait, are you on? Or yeah, there you
Am
go.
I here?
What's up?
Am I here?
There you go.
Yeah, okay, hey. I just have a really quick Black Friday.
Yeah, go.
Black Friday, sorry. Okay, so I'm at the Black Friday on 22nd Street. And freaking, I'm there. There's like the Occupy Wall Street protest is outside the fucking store.
Oh, you're in New York.
It's insane. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And so I'm like, okay, this is kind of weird. Ladies like running up to me being like, don't buy communism. Let's go. Okay, so I run to the store. Place is already fucking packed. I get myself an Xbox and because mine broke down like 2 weeks ago and I get myself Skyrim and I'm like, yeah, let's go. This is going to be awesome. I run outside. Same fucking lady with her like crazy gray hair, like she hasn't slept in like 2 months, like fucking like bag, runs up to me, clocks me in the fucking face. No, I was
what?
In Afghanistan for 4 fucking years. This is fucking unbelievable to me. She fucking punches me in the face, tries to take my fucking console from me. And no, she's like this old lady, like she has like this gray hair, and I'm like,
so she's insane.
What the fuck is it? Basically. And this is like an Occupy Wall Street. This like Occupy
right.
Wall Street.
People
like,
who aren't from New York don't realize that there are a lot of crazy people on the street.
But this is like Occupy Wall Street. So I'm like, this is really fucking weird. Like 2 seconds ago he told me like communism, let's go. He's like, give me the fucking shit. I need this for my kids. And I'm like,
oh,
dude, it's like
God.
An Xbox. This is like Skyrim. Like, what do you want from me? She's like, fuck you! And just runs up, and, like, I just see, like, two cops just, like, run after her. But these cops are, like, not normal cops. Like, you see, like, the pepper sprays and everything.
Right.
These guys are in fucking riot gear running
right.
after her with, like, a baton. It's, like, at a little, like, little rascals. Like, she's fucking running around. They're after her with, like, a baton. Like, they're pepper spraying everywhere. It's fucking the funniest shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
But you got punched in the face. How's your face?
It's fine. I mean, like, she's not... She wasn't right. exactly that strong. She's like this old lady. It was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my entire life. You just this lady running around, police after her, like she's like, she freaking like just robbed the entire store. So, and like this entire time, like people were probably stealing shit the whole time. Like people said, like cutting up the video games and everything. Fucking unbelievably funny.
I think she was just a crazy lady looking for something to do, which is why she was at the Occupy thing. But all right, man, thanks for the story. I want to try to get to some of these other people.
One thing. Sorry, Pie Man. Shout out. Yeah. You wanted this. So there you go.
All right. Later. There's only 2.5 minutes left, Ship, and then the show automatically turns off.
Oh, thank God.
So thank God. I know. area code 570. You're up.
Cheapy. Shipwreck,
yeah.
What's up?
Good. Nothing. You got to go quick, though, dude, because.
All right. Well, that guy that just called, it was really Wombat in a wig. Other than that, I don't believe you had Jimmy on another Black Friday with the pirate on the radio, but enjoy, guys.
The what? Pirate on the radio?
He's talking about game piracy.
Oh. He lost his Xbox because of that, by the way.
Well,
they banned his Xbox.
That happens.
It happens. Area code 585, you're on the air.
Hi.
Who's this? Yes.
Shipwreck? Oh, this is Monica. I actually called last year, too.
You're the one girl.
Yeah, I believe I was the first girl ever to call.
Right.
Now you're the second.
So, yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I'll be quick. So I just want to say I was looking at Amazon for a while to pick up Assassin's Creed Revelations, and I kept refreshing, and nothing came up. But then I looked at Best Buy and I got it for $35.
Nice.
Free shipping, so.
Yeah.
60 seconds.
Yeah. It's
all right.
Yep. All right.
Later.
Later.
Oh, all my alarms are going off on my phone. All right. There's three more people. Everybody goes on at the same time. Hello, everybody. Everybody say hello.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey. Pie Man, 22's penis.
Whoa. All right, excellent. Somebody just hung up. Oh, is that Jimmy again?
Yeah, it was just people looking at Greg. You think you're going to drop me and I'm not going to call back and go like, oh, there's a problem with the phone line.
Yes. All right. Well, now we have to. Now other people are calling back. All right. Well, now it's time to end because the show is officially over. But we did pick a shipwreck.
Yes.
We picked up on everybody.
Great. 10 seconds.
Job all around.
There's only 10 seconds left. So I want to thank everybody for listening. And now Amazon's about to update. So head over to KAG and buy everything. Thank you.